You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The opening of the CSRA Integrated Technology Center in Bossier City yesterday was a huge event as hundreds of people attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony celebrating the new high-tech company at its brand-new building near the Bossier Parish Community College. Ashley Rocket, Director of Operations of CSRA Integrated Technology Center, explains more.
So we've been working on this initiative for a couple of years with the State of Louisiana, City of Bossier, and Bossier Parish to create this Integrated Technology Center to house up to 800 information technology professionals by June of 2018. We have about 400 employees right now, and over the next 2 years, we'll add an additional 400.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards was on hand for the grand opening ceremony. I caught up with him to get some comments as to what this means to Northwest Louisiana and Louisiana in general.
So this is an incredibly important day. We're calling it a celebration. But it's not just for Northwest Louisiana, although it's centered here and it's going to be most important here. This is great for the state. It's great for the nation because this technology center is going to help the federal government, both the civilian components and the military components, deal with all of the cyber threats, all of the technology that they need. And it's also creating a pipeline literally from elementary schools around the country so that those kids get exposed to STEM, that they study that they will have an interest in what's going on here, and that we can keep this going for a long time and populate this park with more technology centers and more startups so that we can really diversify our economy in Louisiana, add a lot of job creation and investment.
Now, I spoke to Don Pearson recently, and he explained that he was tasked with looking at some of the economic incentive packages to make them perhaps a little more focused and targeted than in the past. How is that going to change with regards to the budget situation? Are you going to be looking at ways to maybe grant exceptions to fast-track industries such as this?
Well, when you have the largest budget deficit in the state's history, which is what I inherited, a $2 billion state general fund shortfall, you're not going to have all of the dollars you would like for economic development. And so with the fewer dollars you have, you really have to prioritize. You don't shoot with a shotgun anymore. You shoot with a rifle so that you can make sure that you're targeting the best opportunities out there. That's what I've directed the Secretary of Economic Development, Secretary Pearson, to do. He is a native right here from Northwest Louisiana. In fact, he's worked here in Bossier Parish for a long time. He's doing a great job at that. And look, this is going to be our approach. We do hope and expect that one day in the next couple of years that we are going to turn the corner and we will have more dollars to invest. But until that's the case, we're going to have to make sure that we're focusing on those truly significant opportunities to diversify our economy, add to jobs, create investment, and create a synergistic effect between the public sector and the private sector, partnering with higher education. All of the things, in fact, that CSRA is doing.
That was Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards at the CSRA grand opening yesterday in Bossier City. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.